This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello and welcome to episode 129 of bookcareers.com live. Today we launch our 4-day virtual careers clinic where you can speak to an HR manager or recruiter or me during the online book fair, which runs until Thursday the 1st of July 2021. There are still some slots free. Details are on our website or linked on the blog post which accompanies this episode. I thought it would be a good idea to run through what happens at our usual careers clinic, the one which runs all year round and so far has run for the best part of 21 years. To make an appointment on our normal careers clinic, go to the bookcareers.com website and click the link Book a Call. The link is everywhere, all over the website, and you'll be booking a call to speak to me. I'm currently the only careers advisor running the careers clinic all year round. You'll then pick an appointment time which suits you. My usual days are Wednesday and Thursday early evening or Friday morning. The days will vary week to week depending on my diary. There should be at least one appointment slot for every 5 weeks out of 6. I always keep 1 week out of 6 free when I don't talk to anyone. No one at all. Not only careers clinic calls, but I don't speak to my existing clients either during that week. It's a week to give my voice and brain time to recharge. When you book a call, you'll get an automated email from the system. Then I will manually confirm your appointment time and ask you to email over your CV. You'll be told your CV doesn't have to be up to date or perfect. Now, these aren't CV consultations, but when you email me your CV, it actually saves a huge amount of time on the phone as I'm able to quickly assess what might be the issue you are phoning about. If you're in the UK, I will phone you at the scheduled time and I usually keep to time. Sometimes I might actually be a few minutes early. When you answer the phone, I'll say, "Hello, it's Suzanne from bookcareers.com. You've got a careers clinic call booked." And that is the moment when I discover whether you'd remembered or whether you'd clean forgotten about the call. I'll then lead you through a few legal bits and pieces. Nothing sinister. It's for both of us, so you understand that I am a qualified careers advisor recognised by the Career Development Institute and work to their code of ethics, which is really important when you speak to a careers advisor, that you know that they are qualified, regulated and operate to strict ethical guidelines. For instance, it is part of the Career Development Institute Code of Ethics to remain impartial. So if I know someone I'm recommending, I will tell you my connection with that person or organisation so you are clear about whether I might be being impartial or not. I'll also let you know that I'm a member of the Independent Publishers Guild. Both the CDI and the IPG are trade associations, and I think it's important to declare these associations to you. And then I will ask, how can I help? And the floor is yours. Now, what questions do I get asked? Absolutely everything. Well, almost everything. I will advise you whether you should do a publishing MA, what the chances are of you getting your desired job, why I think you might not be progressing in your job search, how to overcome an issue at work, whether publishing is the career for you or not, can you switch from academic or trade, or from trade to academic, can you switch from production to editorial, or editorial to marketing, what training you might need, or what you might need to do to improve your employability. how to overcome an issue at work, what to do if you want a career change into publishing, what you need to do if you want a career change out of publishing. I've had a few of those. How to overcome redundancy. When I don't answer any questions about becoming a published author, writing to be published, how to get your book published or stuff like that, there are so many websites giving out this type of information, you don't need to talk to me. But if you do insist on talking to me about writing and getting published or finding an agent, then you need to book in for one of my paid services. But during a careers clinic call, which is free, I will answer as much as I can in the time we are allotted, which is 15 minutes. It might not sound a long time, but believe me, it's just enough to answer your questions. Now, we don't review CVs and covering letters in our usual careers clinic calls. We offer CV and covering letter consultations as a paid service called an employability consultation. This is because to ensure you have the best CV and covering letter for the role you are applying for takes far more than a quick glance. During an employability consultation, we will work together to give you the best possible opportunity you have to progress an application. But enough of the sales pitch. When I call you for a careers clinic call, it's always best to have a good idea of some of the questions you might want to ask. And it's good if you can be a bit specific with some of your questions. So instead of saying, "Tell me everything you know about finding a job," you might say, "I'm deciding to focus on science fiction publishing. Have you got any tips?" And I'll probably ask you a few more questions before responding. One question I usually ask is for you to tell me the jobs you've applied for recently. When I ask this, I'm not looking for the answer, "lots of jobs." I'd like you to be specific about the name of the company or imprint and the role you went for. This allows me an insight into your job search, and it isn't a bragging competition either. Please be honest. You know, honesty, when you're honest with me, it really helps me be honest with you. If there's one tip I could give you when booking this call, that is to listen to my answers to your questions. From time to time, I get people phoning and answering their own questions with their own assumptions and not let me get a word in edgeways, rather than listening to my assessment and letting me speak. I'm not quite sure why you'd phone me, answer a question, and then answer it yourself without letting me respond, but it does happen from time to time. I understand that you might be nervous, but as you can probably tell from this podcast, I'm quite a friendly person and extremely willing to help you. During this call, if you qualify for any career support from the book trade charity BTBS, I will advise you of this and talk you through the grant application process. I'm not an employee of BTBS, but I do work extremely closely with them and make recommendations for career support. So it is always worth talking to me if you're having a difficult time and already have UK book industry experience. Also, if you're thinking about going forward for any paid consultation with me, whether it's an employability consultation or our full career development appointment, this is the call where I can assess whether I am the best person to help you. It might surprise you to know I don't take on every person who'd like to be a client. I only take on those who I feel I can truly help progress their career dreams. I don't use these calls to give you a hard sell. These calls are free and there is no catch, and the main benefit is that you get your book industry careers questions answered. Is there a limit on the number of calls you can make? We ask that you only book one careers clinic call a year. This is in order for us to help as many different people as possible. If your issues are complex, where you need to speak to me more often, then really you need to check out our paid services. I hope this episode makes a lot of things about our careers clinic clear, and I look forward to speaking to you sometime very soon. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.